This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors. That's what we talk about. Our producer, Chris Klaproth, is here to take your phone calls at 410-WCBM-680. We got any youth waterfowl hunters out there? It's a little windy out there, a little chilly, good duck and goose hunting weather. So if you got your utes in the car with you, why, feel free to give us a call here at 410-922-6680. We'd like to talk to the kids if they're going waterfowl hunting today, and get their thoughts on going out, get their thoughts on, you know, what they're going to be able to shoot, if they're able to call, you know, give a little duck or goose call on the air. That'd be fun. Let us know what gun they're shooting, and if they're dressed warm enough, and, you know, they're going with dad or first time or second time, or, you know, an old veteran at the age of 15. You know, you never know. 410-922-6680 to our youth waterfowl hunters. Interesting week. Last Saturday we went, as we said, to the Baptist Church there in Sudlersville. And I had had a nice time with a number of nice people there on the shore, you know, not far from the house. And Chad Scherer and his family was there, his wife Marcia. They spoke. Chad is Shoot Straight TV, if anybody watches that. And I think that's on, I don't want to say the wrong show, I think it's on Pursuit, but I'm not sure. But anyway, Shoot Straight TV. Chad is also the on the pro staff, or is the pro staff promotions, that type of guy for CVA. So we had a nice conversation, took our picture, you know, put it on Facebook, the whole thing, and it was a nice time. And they, you know, Chad is a speaker, Christian, and him and his wife, he speaks about his his experiences in the field. He shows some videos, some photos, and things like that. And it was a good time. It was a good time, and several souls were led to the Lord through his testimony. So that was good. It was a good evening, good event, and Robin and I enjoyed ourselves thoroughly. So this week was spent getting the spring issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly together and getting that ready to go to press, which it did on Wednesday. So that'll be back on the street next week. I believe we pick it up on Monday. So, new experience. We had to redesign the whole magazine. Not by much, but, you know, we had to redo all our ad sizes and so forth to meet our new printing criteria, because our printer that we've used for 6 years up in Philadelphia closed. So we had to, coordinate with our designer and, get everything in a different kind of little bit of a different format, but it all worked out. It all went together well. And, we hope that, you'll enjoy the upcoming issue when you're able to see that at your local outdoor store. took a lot of trips across the Bay Bridge. You know, now that I live on the Eastern Shore, it's, you know, you got to go over the Western Shore. When I lived on the Western Shore, you know, got to go across the bridge. So, but I'm loving life on the Eastern Shore. I really am. But I had to come over here a few times, this week. So it was fine. It was all good. It was all well worth it and so forth. We got to visit with some of our radio sponsors and so forth, and do our regular work during, you know, as well as the magazine during the week. So it was all good. Let's see, last night we did go to dinner with family, in Annapolis, and had a good evening. So, oh, did I mention on Thursday we had Blaze and Camo Day in Annapolis for the Maryland Hunting Coalition? No, I didn't mention that, but I will tell you something. we are going to have an extremely contentious General Assembly this year. And I want you gun owners to listen, hunters, shooters, whatever it might be, especially hunters, because there is some legislation that has already been, the bill has already been dropped. It's Senate Bill 737. You can keep in, the 737 airplane, however you can remember 737, that would make your rifle and your shotgun, make you unable to transfer it without going through the state police. Turn your shotgun and your rifle into regulated firearm, like the handguns are right now and some of the semi-automatic firearms. And this is a very egregious bill, very egregious. Senate Bill 737. Now, here's what we're going to do. For any of our listeners who are interested, drop me an email, drop me a text. I will send you the link to 2A Maryland. Now, we've reached out on a personal basis. We've reached out to leaders in the 2A community to write articles for the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. In an attempt, we put a special section in this one called the Old Line State Shooter's Corner. Okay? We reached out to the folks in the 2A community. Got turned down flat on every occasion. You know, they continue to call us FUDs. And what is a FUD? A FUD is a gun owner, a hunter who doesn't care about the Second Amendment in their eyes. Okay? We're FUDs. Because we don't carry signs, we don't shout, we don't protest, and we don't agree with some of their enthusiastic rallying points. But the 2A community is a very interesting bunch. Very interesting bunch. And we love them. They're gun owners, and we do our best to get along. But if you're not standing up, waving the sign, and getting in somebody's face, then you're not part of the group. Sorry. So that's what a FUD is, basically. And you can look at the definition of a FUD, a gun owner, who happens to hunt. And of course, it's a badge that we wear, in honor of, and of course they call it a dishonor, of Elmer Fudd. Yeah, Elmer Fudd. He's a hunter out there. He doesn't care about anything else about hunting other than hunting wabbits. And, Second Amendment doesn't mean anything to Elmer. So anyway, the, rally in Annapolis, the hunters rally in Annapolis was fairly well attended. Some good people there from all across the hunting spectrum. We had bow hunters and rifle hunters and shotgun hunters and people who are involved in clubs, people who are involved in organizations. We had a couple members of the Wildlife Advisory Committee there. And the purpose of the hunters rally in Annapolis, Blaze and Camo Day, is to meet with lawmakers, basically to, catch them on their way between hearings, between sessions. And we did. We met with a lot of lawmakers from all over Maryland. But I will tell you this. Their warning from the hunting-friendly and gun-friendly lawmakers is this. Hunters aren't showing up. Gun owners aren't showing up. But the anti-folks are. There's a group of mothers against something that stalk the halls of Annapolis. They're all dressed in red. You can see them coming a mile away. They go office to office to office. And their main goal is to take guns away from the citizens of Maryland. And they're active every single day within the halls of Annapolis, which is their right to do so. Okay? So, what am I saying? I'm saying that because of some tragic incidents, including the shooting at the Capitol office in Annapolis. Okay? Annapolis is the focus of the anti-gun crowd in the General Assembly this year. Maryland is the focus of the anti-gun crowd. The General Assembly is a focus of the anti-gun crowd, and there are probably two dozen firearms bills, including Senate Bill 737, among some others that are equally as egregious, that need to be attended. Okay? So, if you will send me an email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, I will send you a link to 2A Maryland. And it's one of the best sources we've seen on the firearms legislation and so forth. John Jocelyn, who has been a guest on this show, has assembled this website, and he's very adamant. He's very active, and he's got put together a website that can't compare. He takes positions from, 2A Maryland on these different bills with reason, and I understand why. This is something Maryland Hunting Coalition does not do, and I don't think because of our tax status we can do, okay, because we lobby. I will tell you this. The Hunting Coalition, to my knowledge, has the only local Maryland-based paid lobbyist for hunters in Annapolis. Some of the national groups have their lobbyists. Some of the national organizations have their lobbyists. You don't see them, but our lobbyist, our advocate, we call him, Bill Miles, was there. Plays in camo day. In conversation, face-to-face conversation with delegates, senators. And, we handed out our orange hats and so forth. And anybody that was there and wants to call in can certainly say witness to the fact that we did engage. Now, I'll also tell you this. There's going to be contention, but there's also a lot of ego in Annapolis. A lot of ego. There's a lot of moving pieces. And we're sorting all through that. There's some disagreement, even within the hunting community. And, we're there to stay steady on the course of what we do here in Maryland for the Maryland Hunting Coalition. And quite frankly, we continue to need your support. How can you support the Maryland Hunting Coalition with its only hunting lobbyist in Maryland? Jeez, I'll get it out eventually. How can you support it? Go to our website, mdhuntingcoalition.org. Support one of our raffles. We're giving away a Raven crossbow. It's an almost $2,000 crossbow. We're selling raffle tickets on that. Go support our benefit. We have one a year. We had two last year. We only have one planned this year. It's in Westminster, March 23rd. It's called the Hunting Legacy Dinner and Benefit. It's at Martin's. It's great food. It's fantastic food. 300 people in fellowship, celebrating hunting, winning guns, winning bows, winning prizes, winning trips, winning all types of things related to hunting. I think we had enough prizes there last year to give one prize away every 4 minutes or something like that over 5 hours. It was pretty cool. So there we are. If you can help us, help us. Because we're the ones that are in Annapolis that are looking out for you. There's a lot of hunting bills. There's some good. There's some bad. There's some that aren't going to make it. There's some that are. So let us sort through that. Not that we're all wise and all knowing and know what everybody wants. But when you look at one bill, for example, it might look like it's good. But if you read down into the bill, it may not be that good. It may not be good for hunting. But there's bills that are a trade-off. Oh, we're going to give you A, but we're going to pull back on B. And because our advocate has spent 40 years in Annapolis and he's worked inside the General Assembly for 20-some years of his career, he's written bills, he's been on the Budget Committee, he's done all this. He knows the ins and outs of Annapolis. Now, just like in Washington, D.C., there has been about a 30% turnover. The new young guns trying to make a name for themselves. Some of those are introducing bills, as I mentioned, that are egregious. They're following the lead of their national comrades to, you know, to damage our ownership of guns here in Maryland. And keep this in mind. We might have a governor with an R behind his name, but the majorities in the House and the majorities in the Senate in Maryland are all D's. They call the shots. They chair the committees. They have the majority vote. And it is a tough, tough row to hoe. Ellis at EllisOutdoors.com. We'll send you the link. We'll send you the update. We'll forward it to you. You can sign up for the newsletter, and we will go from there. So if you'd like to call, 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM-680. What happened to our caller, D? Couldn't hold on? Oh, okay. Well, this is WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We'll give you a moment to call. Bay Country Crabbing Supply in Edgewater has everything you need for recreational commercial crabbing and a lot of bay fishing tackle. Bay Country Crabbing Supply, located at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater, they have stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel steamers, and a full line of bay fishing tackle. Some stuff you don't see everywhere. See Bay Country Crabbing Supply next weekend at the Pasadena Sport Fishing Show at the Early Heights Fire Department, but mark your calendars for April 13th, too. That's the open house at Bay Country Crabbing Supply. For more information, give them a call, 410-956-0300. Attention, watermen. All you got to do is take your license to Bay Country Crabbing Supply, and you'll get a discount. www.baycountrycrabbingsupply.com. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. Hey, you know what? Chesapeake Outdoors, first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers, right there on Ken Island, exit 39B Dominion Road. Stopped in there the other day. Good folks. Getting ready for fishing season. They're getting all the fishing tackle lined up. You know, the firearm season is gone. The small game season is still here. They're still going to pick waterfowl today for the youth season, and that'll probably be it. I don't know if they're going to pick snow geese or not, but, you know, that's possible. Now, I mentioned the Raven crossbow. They sell them. They sell the Raven crossbows. They're fantastic crossbow. A little expensive, but nothing like it on the market. They also carry Excalibur and 10 Point and Mission and others. Matthews compound bows as well. Banded Clothing. I talked to the Banded Clothing rep the other day. I've known him for 20 years, and he's doing really well with Banded. Scentlock Apparel, too, for your deer hunters that like to scent control. And also tree stands. Right now, if you see the big sign along the road, 20% off on tree stands. They carry firearms and ammunition, muzzle loaders and accessories, Costa sunglasses, Yeti coolers, bags and tumblers, Bubba blade knives, and guess what else they carry? A complete line of fishing tackle. Everything you need for trolling for rockfish. All the baits, all the umbrellas, all the parachutes. They carry custom planer boards. They'll make them to your specifications. All the line that you need for planer boards, so forth, line that you need to wind your reel with. They'll do all that for you right there at Chesapeake Outdoors, Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road on Ken Island. And guess what? They carry all the panfish stuff for perch and, you know, crappies and white perch and yellow perch and the whole deal. So they're ready to go with the live bait and so forth. 410-604-2500, Chesapeake Outdoors.
The Great American Outdoor Show, February 2nd through the 10th at the PA Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. Over 1,100 outdoor exhibitors, more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros, nearly 400 hunting and fishing outfitters, interactive events and entertainment for the whole family. It's 650,000 square feet of guns, hunting, fishing, and archery at the world's largest outdoor show. Tickets on sale now at GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org. February 2nd through the 10th in Harrisburg.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Last night I heard this politician talking about his brand new mission. Liked this plan, but it came undone when it got around to God and guns. But it sure wasn't down at the hunting club. Cause if it was, he'd understand just a little bit more about the working man. God and guns keep us strong. That's what this country
exactly what they want to do in Annapolis this year. They want to take our guns. That's their stated purpose, to get rid of all the guns. That's what they're telling your lawmakers. And guess what? You've got some gullible lawmakers that agree with them. Why are these bills in place? These bills are unconstitutional. They affect our Second Amendment rights to keep and bear arms. Okay? Thank you for your email. We got one person who's interested in that. Are you a FUD? Do you just, hey, I don't need all that stuff. You know? I don't need all that stuff. I got my guns. I don't need to worry about it. Guess what? If you want to pass your guns down to your kids and your grandkids, that could be a problem. That could be a problem. Because if they pass certain laws, you're going to have to take all your guns to state police and let them transfer them. If you can do it at all. Listen. This is serious. This is as serious as the O'Malley gun ban. Okay? All those H-bars, you know, that you guys can buy with a 44-73, that loophole's about to be closed. They're about to expand the red flag law. So, you know, if you're a FUD, you need to check in rather than check out. Okay? 410-922-6680. Any gun owners out there would like to call? I hear crickets. I guess we'll just have to go on to something a little more mundane, you know, like how to tie a polymer knot. What do you think, Chris?
Well, you could do that, but I was also thinking, too, if somebody's just tuning in for the first time and you picked their interest, maybe you might want to explain to them what a red flag is.
Red flag? Okay. Basically, red flag law goes like this. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened by somebody,
mm-hmm.
you can narc on them. Basically, you can call the authorities, and if they come and perceive a threat, they can seize that person's firearms without due process. Pretty much it. That's a red flag law. Now, they want to expand that from victims of domestic violence or suspected domestic violence to anybody. Anybody pisses you off, you can call and narc on them. What do you think of that? So, 410-922-6680. Well, my computer just froze up. Doggone it. But I can check your email on the phone if I have to. Let's see who this caller is while I'm trying to get my computer unfrozen. There we go. Okay. There's Bill in Towson. Whoops. Morning, Bill. How are you?
Hey, cheers, Alan. Things are real good up here.
Hey, Bill. Good to see you. Good to hear from you.
Hey. Yeah, cheers, mate. I went to the Great American Outdoor Show on Thursday.
Yeah, how was it?
It was amazing. You know, went and found the outlying parking, rode in one of those really comfortable coaches.
Wasn't that fun?
Right up to the door.
Yep.
Left my tickets in the truck, had to go back in the wonderful coach and then come back again. But it wasn't any big hassle.
Right. That's funny.
The place was jammed. I mean, there were
a ton
of cars. But it's so darn big inside, Alan, that you can just wander around. Didn't feel any press of crowd exhibits. And did I mention they had some guns in there?
Yeah, I think you might have said that. I'm pretty sure.
Man, and they had some guns.
Oh yeah, no question.
Joined the NRA.
Good for you.
Got a nice NRA black hat with a big gold NRA on the front, and got one in camo, which is just cool as the day is long.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, man. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
I can't tell you how much I appreciated those tickets. It was a great affair.
Well, you won them fair and square, so. I'm glad you enjoyed it, and you can put it out there for our listeners that, you know, pay attention. If you win tickets, you can go and enjoy yourself. I know on Thursday, our son-in-law and his buddy went up, and they just couldn't believe it. I said, did you buy anything? They said, no, but we could have. And I said, why didn't you? And he said, I come home with 3 stickers and a hat. I said, well, that's probably good. But he said,
well,
I had some money. I'm like, yeah, I know.
I spent a couple $100 up there.
Oh, sure.
Just on some stuff that I wanted and cool stuff. And I'm looking at this really neat. I've got a new GMC 1500 Sierra.
Yep.
2018.
Yep.
And I saw this really cool topper lift. This young couple makes this topper lift that it pushes your top up and the whole bottom of it turns into a tent. Just the coolest thing. I'm looking at buying one of those. It's about $1,500.
And sure.
Just as cool as can be.
Yep. There's all kinds of stuff up there. I mean, you know, there's everything. My son-in-law was impressed that they had actually built a log cabin inside one of the halls in there. Did you see that?
I did. Went in it. Spent a few minutes in it.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, Alan.
Yep.
Unbelievably cool log cabin.
No question.
Yeah.
So.
The indoor fish tank was cool. The fly fishing thing.
Yep.
Just everything about it. It was just they did such a good job of organizing everything for archery in one place. Phenomenal archery shooting range.
Good.
The NRA had. Air gun shooting booth.
Sure.
That was fun.
Okay.
Jeez, everything about it was just a treat.
All right. Well, Bill, we appreciate the call. We've got a lot of folks on the line now who want to talk about guns. So thanks for giving us the bird's eye view of Great American Outdoor Show. It goes through tomorrow. So if anybody wants to go up there, sure have plenty of time to do so. And I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Thanks
for listening. See ya. There he goes. Bruce of Baltimore City, good morning.
Good morning, Alan.
How are you?
All right. So first of all, I'm not a gun owner.
Okay.
I own a gun, but I support the Second Amendment. About 35 years ago, I took training as a security guard.
Right.
Temporary job with firearms, so I can appreciate them.
Right.
So and now it's not just, so obviously you're concerned about what's going on in the Maryland General Assembly.
Always have been.
what's going on in the national legislature.
No question.
They're absolutely not.
Well,
they want to start talking about a national registry.
Listen,
I'd be concerned.
Listen,
about
listen, listen. The Maryland General Assembly is the mini version. Okay, it's the experimental grounds. It's where they try stuff. Okay, and the warning is, they're going to try it, and they're going to keep trying it, and they're going to keep coming back year after year. And what you do at the voting booth does matter in Maryland. It does matter. So, and there's a lot more to be said about that, but in my current role at the moment, I cannot say other than there are issues there that we need to address as firearms owners, hunters, and others, and let our elected officials know. So,
I agree. One other thing. So I renewed my membership in the NRA, 5-year membership.
Good for you.
I have a little vinyl bag with the NRA emblem on it.
Yep.
And I carry it with me when I'm a lot of times. So anyway. So
all right.
Just to let other people know that I support the NRA.
All right, Bruce. Appreciate the call.
See you.
Thank you. Ron Sykesville. Good morning, Ron.
Hey, how you doing, Alan?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. I want to talk about stupid people flying on planes.
Are there some?
I can't believe it. I mean, you know, how can you put a handgun, a loaded handgun, in a carry-on piece of luggage and not know it's there?
I know.
I mean, it's...
I know. Oh, I forgot.
What was it, 4,200... guns were confiscated across the United States last year.
Yeah, I'm not sure of the number.
Them on airplanes.
I'm not sure of the number, but I don't know.
I think there were 6 or 8 so far this year since January in Baltimore.
Right.
Atlanta holds the record, though.
Oh, that's Atlanta's a big hub. Atlanta's, you know, if you've ever been
sure.
there, it's a giant. It's a giant.
Giant hub.
Yep, giant hub. So, yep, I get it. I get it. People don't think, but, you know, I mean, I can't take my pocket knife into the House or the Senate building. So I leave it at home. You know, they're going to take it. You can't take one into Oriole Stadium. You can't take one, into any courthouse as far as I know in Maryland. So, you know, I got my nice little pocket knife here. Sorry, it stays at home with me. What do I use it for? I cut open envelopes with it and whatever I need it for. But
I carry one with me all the time.
Right.
I don't know how people can get along without a pocket knife.
I know.
I use mine a couple times a day.
Yep.
If I leave it on a counter or on a table, I can't believe I left it there because sure as hell I need it.
Oh, you're going to need it that day. Right. Absolutely. So.
Another thing. With federal registration.
Yes.
I own 2 Class 3 weapons.
Right.
What they are.
Mm-hmm.
I've done a transfer with another friend of mine, Maryland resident, which I just go from me to him. If you go across state lines, then you got to go through a Class 3 dealer, machine gun dealer. I, in the process of selling him one right now.
Right.
He sent the $200 tax, the $200 in for the tax stamp last February. It took 2 weeks. It went to Atlanta.
Right.
It took 2 weeks. They cashed it.
Right.
Then it goes to the ATF.
Right.
For the background.
Yep.
Well, the background, the ATF don't do the background. Now, this is the thing. This guy's already transferred 2 Class 3 weapons in the past.
Right.
Years ago.
Right.
The ATF hands it over to the FBI.
Right.
It has been 1 year this month that transfer has still not gone through, approved.
Wow.
He's called down there 2 or 3 times, and they did tell him this week, oh, yeah, it's been approved, and we're going to send it. The FBI is going to send it back to the ATF, and then they'll send it to me saying it's approved, and then I can legally do the transfer to him. He cannot have that weapon until that transfer is, you know.
That's right.
Okayed.
Yep.
But what takes a year to do a transfer? I mean, to do a background check?
Bureaucracy. And you know, certain things get slow-walked, unfortunately.
I got a friend of mine who's a retired FBI agent, and I asked him about it. He's also a collector, gun collector.
Right.
And I said, what takes so long, you know, for these background checks? He says, well, when I was in the Bureau, when we had a case, we had 30 days to get that case written up or whatever, processed, and handed over to his higher up or whoever it would be.
Right.
30 days. I said, this has been 12 months.
Yep.
And it's, I mean, you know, you watch cops or any of those shows. When a cop pulls somebody over, they get on that computer in that car, and within 5 or 10 minutes, they can tell the guy's life history.
That's right. Yep. Hey, look, Ron, I feel your pain. So.
Well, all right, Alan.
All
good
right.
Talking to you.
Take care, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Good to see. Not good talking to you, Ron. Take care. Bye bye. Grab a Ron. Sykes. Good morning, Brian.
How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
On this side of the grass, sir. It's another day in paradise.
Yep. How can we help you?
All right, so this dog on firearms. I mean, I'm a big Second Amendment guy, and I remember something I don't understand what these liberals don't get when they make these laws, like this red flag law.
Mm-hmm.
All they're doing is encouraging people to not register their guns.
Okay.
Plain and simple. You remember when Obama opposed, when he proposed that $100 a year tax per firearm?
Yep.
I mean, you want to talk about something that's going to make somebody just stop dead in their tracks, somebody that would have otherwise, you know, tried to be a law-abiding citizen. If you've got 7 or 8 guns, I mean, let's say, like, you know, shotgun. I've got one for deer. I've got one for birds. I've got a couple of 410s for my kids. I've got some 22s for my daughters. You know, I've got a couple of pistols. I've got a couple of rifles.
Brian.
Am I supposed to spend, like, $1,200 a year to keep my gun?
Yep.
That's absurd.
Yep.
So people are not going to register their guns. And now you've got this red flag law where basically if one of my neighbors doesn't like me,
right,
they could call in and say, this guy, I feel intimidated by him or something.
Right.
And the cops are going to come through my front door and want to search my home and seize everything I have.
Yep.
Yeah, right. This is why I'm sorry. I'm not going to register everything. And my handguns that I bought,
Brian,
are legally registered when I bought them.
Brian,
older gun. Yes,
Brian, you mentioned 410 for your kids.
Mentioned again, sir?
You mentioned the 410s for your kids?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
That's probably, what, $100 gun, $120, $150 gun, something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have a license now to buy one of those, and you're going to go through the regulated firearms deal with the state police, and the state police are going to have to keep a record of it and start a database, just like they did with this stupid shell casing law that, you know, may have solved in, what, 20 years, may have solved, I don't know, a handful of crimes. You know, and they've abandoned it, by the way. They've abandoned the database. They've abandoned everything else that was passed on that law. Here's something from my history. They had, at one point, had budgeted money for state police to go in trucks and test fire, you know, these firearms on site and this and that and the other thing. Well, guess what? Before they got all that rolling, and I don't think they ever did, we got a call from Maryland State Police. And I wish I would have documented it better than I did, but I can, you know, from my experience, tell you this. We sold a handgun that did not come with a shell casing. And the state police officer came and said, we want to test fire this gun. And I said, can I go along? Yes. So we went over to Continental Arms, to their gun range. He took the handgun, put on his gloves, took a little net, okay, and held it beside the handgun, shot one round, collected the shell casing, put it in an envelope. And that was number one. I was sitting by that officer's side, that number one shell casing that was sold at Outdoor Sportsman, which is now out of business, there in Essex. That was the first shell casing ever collected in Maryland. And now there's thousands and thousands and thousands of them. And, you know, I was told that they had them in 55-gallon drums. You know, who knows what the rumors are. But can you imagine categorizing a shell casing from every firearm sold in Maryland and trying to keep a database on that? You know?
It's not going to happen.
Well, it did happen. That's what I'm telling you. So now they're going to now they want to put all of us as gun owners to go through and have a license and go through the state police process of turning around that 410 for your child or 22 single shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
don't know. It just doesn't make a whole heap of sense.
But I'm going to tell you something. There are emotional arguments that are made to sympathetic politicians that don't have common sense. Oh, yeah. I know. It was such, it was such a tragedy that those people were shot. And it was, no question. Oh, but if we could just stop the flow of guns into our society, things like this wouldn't happen.
Yeah, okay. Well, tell me, they think if they make guns illegal, that's going to stop all this. How about heroin? Is heroin illegal?
Of course it is.
Is cocaine illegal? Is marijuana, well, for the most part, illegal? Is it stopped in any way, shape, or form? It's extraordinarily readily available. All you're going to do is open another avenue for the cartel to make an additional, you know, God knows how many billions plus a year. Criminals don't care what your laws are. They're criminals.
That's the definition, isn't it? Yeah.
That's it. They're not going to abide by your laws. All you're going to do is disarm the citizens, the law-abiding, you know, God-fearing citizens of this country, the people that built this country. You want to disarm them. You want to disarm the prey and embolden the predators. The predators are not going to turn in their guns. All they want to do is tie us up and make us easier victims. I will never stand for that. I'll fight against anything like that tooth or nail.
How, Brian?
I give my money to the NRA. I vote. I'm going to do anything and everything I can. I'm going to support the politicians that are going
You ever been to a hearing in Annapolis?
Actually, no.
Now's your opportunity. I got a link here I can send to you. Lists all the gun bills. Links to all the gun bills. It's got all the hearing dates and so forth.
I would definitely like that.
Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
I'm good. I got one other quick question for you. It's in regards to with the fellow before was saying with transferring of firearms. I know, and hopefully it's many years from now, but I have an 84-year-old grandfather who I'm set to inherit his farms. He's still in great health, and I hope he lives well up into his 90s.
Well, you're gonna have to pay for a license to have those, and you're gonna have to go through the state police if these bills pass.
So each
everyone
each gun.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll be honest, you know, several of them they're older firearms.
Doesn't matter.
He's had
doesn't
forever.
Matter. They want muzzle loading rifles classified as regulated firearms.
Right now,
Brian, you're not getting it. Okay. The effort is underway to take all your firearms, or at least make the process of getting one so egregious that you will abandon your quest.
Well,
do you understand?
Yeah.
I don't know. Look.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It's absolutely insane.
So what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do?
Right.
Let me tell you something. Some of the national lobbyists are based, you know, they're lawyers.
Yeah.
In Annapolis. And they go and they show up to the hearing, they shake hands with everybody, and then they go to cocktails with them later.
Of course.
Okay? Do you understand what I'm saying at all?
Yeah. I don't get how...
Right now, Brian, right now, Brian, you might be an NRA member, you might be registered to vote, okay? But you're letting somebody else do the heavy lifting for you. You're figuring that the NRA is going to do their job. You're figuring that, you know, if I vote, I'll vote for the right politician, not necessarily.
And I do. I give my money to the NRA. But if actually some of these hearings...
FaceTime.
There's something I can do.
There's something you can do. You got delegates and you got senators right there in Anne Arundel County. You can go to their office. You can call and make an appointment. You can say, I'm your constituent, and I'd like to talk to you about this Senate Bill 737. I'd like to talk to you, the companion house. I'd like to talk to you about what we are lacking is education and understanding about the agenda of the political process here in Maryland. And the fact, look, in the hunting world, okay, Sunday hunting, universal Sunday hunting. Love to have Sunday hunting here in Maryland. Maryland Hunting Coalition is all about Sunday hunting, supporting Sunday hunting, okay? We haven't been to a hearing in 5 years on any level, local or statewide that Sunday hunting has not been opposed by the Maryland Horse Council. They show up in numbers. They show up in numbers that far outnumber the hunters. Okay?
Yeah.
And we say, here are the facts. There have been no hunting accidents on Sunday in Maryland. There's nobody been shot. There's been no fatalities. There's been no animal shot. And they go, but somebody shot a gun and I almost fell off my horse. And the lawmakers go, oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that.
Okay, it happens all the time. It's the same people time after time with the same arguments, the same emotional arguments. Okay?
Emotion doesn't equate to fact.
It does in some cases. In a committee hearing, it does. Okay? And you say, well, you know, then you say, well, you know, statewide Sunday hunting. Well, I'm from Prince George's County, and we don't have Sunday hunting in Prince George's County. Does this bill include Prince George's County? Yes, sir, the way it's written, it does. Well, we're not having that. There's your no vote. I'm from Howard County. We don't have Sunday hunting either, and we don't want it. There's another vote on committee. Okay. Well, you know, I'm from Baltimore City, and I don't think people need to hunt at all, ever, nowhere, anywhere, kill anything, because animals are precious. There's three votes against you on the committee, okay? So, I'm telling you, if you're not there, you're going to get rolled over. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate the call, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
You got it. Here he goes. Oh, yeah, we do need a break. Let me tell you folks about Clyde's Sports Shop, located 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Clyde's is getting ready for fishing season. Well, they're already selling a lot of bait. They're selling a lot of bait, they're selling a lot of line, selling a lot of shad darts and little swim baits and so forth for the panfish, the perch run. Then, you know what? I'm glad they are, because they are also selling rods and reels, and they're also winding line on a lot of... And I've had people ask me, a lawmaker asked me, where can I take my gun to get something done? I said, Clyde Sports Shop, Northern Anne Arundel County lawmaker. He said, yeah, I've been hearing Clyde Sports Shop. I've been hearing about Clyde Sports Shop. I said, yeah, that's right. That's because they're a good gunsmith, and now's the time to get your gun taken care of after the season, not a week before the next season. So he's right about that. Full gunsmithing services. Rod and reel repair. You broke a guide off your fishing rod, they'll fix it. You broke a tip off, they'll fix it. They'll put new line on your reel. They're getting ready for fishing season, and coming up next month, March 8th, a month from yesterday, they are going to be starting their 10-day sale. So lots of stuff on sale, and we'll tell you more about that as we go. But right now, if you're going fishing on some of these nice days, stop by Clyde's, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit 9, 410-242-6108.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Frigid numbers in the weekend forecast. High today of only 37 degrees. Our average high this time of year, 44. So below average this weekend here in Baltimore. And after a taste of spring this past week, it is a chill out there for the next couple of nights. We're talking 22 degrees tonight. Mostly cloudy on Sunday, high 41. Low Sunday night, 32. And then a rain-snow mix for Monday with a high of 37 and a low Monday night of 32. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's time for the National Outdoor Show. Coming up February 22nd and 23rd at the South Dorchester School, 3485 Golden Hill Road in Church Creek, Maryland. Just $8 for adults and $4 for kids to get in. This is the home of the World Muskrat Skinning Championship. You're now in muskrat country, the heartland of sportsmen, trappers, watermen, and wildlife. Proud to show you the best that comes from our boot-sucking marshes and the flowing water that surrounds them. Most of all, we hope to share the unique spirit and character of our hardworking people who keep one foot in a technologically savvy world and the other stuck deep in our traditional old-school ways. A weekend of shopping. You can eat seafood and muskrat. See contests like the Muskrat Skinning Championship of the World. Remember, visit the National Outdoor Show, February 22nd, 23rd, in Dorchester County, nationaloutdoorshow.org. Bay Country Crabbing Supply in Edgewater. Everything you need for recreation and commercial crabbing, and Bay Fishing Tackle, too. Bay Country Crabbing Supply, located at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater, Maryland. Stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot lines, trot line parts. live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel steamers, and much, much more, and a full line of Bay fishing tackle and gear. You can see Bay Country Crab and Supply next weekend at the Pasadena Sport Fishing Show at the Early Heights Fire Department. Mark your calendars, too, for April 13th, the open house, Bay Country Crab and Supply. For more information, call 410-956-0300. Waterman, take a copy of your license in. You'll get a discount at Bay Country Crabbing Supply. Website by the same name, baycountrycrabandsupply.com.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.